You arrive here. That's when the trouble starts. You go to reception. Your caravan's not ready yet. It's nobody's fault. They've only had a year to clean them, listen. You get your keys, go to your van. In the brochure, it says luxury, super luxury, and luxurious luxury. You go inside and realise you've got to skip on wheels. Listen. You then go back to reception to see the bearded woman. She's not very happy. She smiled at me when I arrived. I said, nice tooth, love. Listen. She upgrades you for a fiver, and if you're lucky, they let you have a microwave and a duvet. If you're really rich, like the owners, 45 footer with a mocked-in roof and double glazing, you get an ensuite in mum and dad's bedroom. Which is really just a sink. Somewhere for dad to have a wee in the night. It's a good bit. You get yourselves ready, you've all got nice little matching outfits and a pair of sandals for dad. You come in here where you think you're going to be left alone to enjoy yourselves. Oh no. Jenny Mitchell, your bleeding entertainment's manager, I don't know where she comes from, they must have a factory they make her in. Peggy the Chalamet, where's the two boys tonight, Larry Grayson and Julie Clary, where are they? Birthday party, more like down the local blue. Anyway, listen, right, listen. Have you seen it? That big lad, he comes running out here, don't he? Like, oh, lovely, we're all going to have a lovely time. Listen. Before you know it, grown adults are leaping about. They're doing bloody party dances in front of a giant fox. Are you balmy? By the end of the week, you're asking for his autograph and sending him postcards. You're all crackers. Listen. Meanwhile, Dad's been out to the bar. He's had a couple of reasonable 14.95 lagers. Just a joke. 30 quid if you get the kids a coat. Listen. He sees mum and here doing the party dances in her best shell suit. So tired, her eyes are down by her deck. Listen.
Oh, great.
And a strange thing happens to blokes on holiday. Listen, see if I'm right. The bloke you left home with was a miserable kid. 2 days on the beach, he's turned into David Beckham. He sees mum doing the party dances and he thinks to himself, do you know, for the first time in 16 years, I think I fancy the old woman again. He comes over and he whispers in mum's ear so the kids can't hear what he's saying. And it goes like this. To the caravan. The kids will be asleep. It will be like our honeymoon 20 years ago. Mum says, oh, like our honeymoon, will it? You're going to drink 14 pints and wet the bed again, are you? Listen. You take the kids back screaming. They've still got 50p left of the 400 quid they've spent. They don't want to go. You put them to bed in the luxury bunk beds, which is actually two bits of 4x2 in a pillow. I feel sorry for the fat kids. They've got to sleep outside. Finally, you're all alone. Dad stood there. It's a bit chilly, but he's turned on the cooker and locked up the vents. He stood there in the first clean boxer shorts he's had on since Christmas night. He says, I'm ready. Mum says, I'm going to go in that bathroom, big boy. When I come back, you're going to think I'm Pamela Anderson. Mum goes out of the bathroom, sideways, there's not much room going. And don't bend over, you'll end up in bed with the kids. Listen. Don't try and clean your teeth either. Somebody's got a stupid shelf above the taps, you smash your head on it every time. A quick trick is to do what my wife does, chuck them over your shoulder and you'll get a bit closer. Listen. After 20 minutes of powdering and puffing and drawing eyebrows on, bit of a trim, finally emerges from the bathroom wearing a baby doll nightie, not on her body, just round her neck. Fellas, that is when you know your marriage is dead forever. You're not in a hotel on your honeymoon, you're in a caravan in Brixham. Mum doesn't go to Ann Summers anymore. Oh no, Mum now shops at Peacocks, Quality Seconds, or buys magic pants from Marks and Spencers that suck everything in. You take them off, it's like a bloody bouncy castle. Listen. Keep that in. If you're really lucky, a faded old red bra, you bought on one Valentine's Day, one of the bows dropped off and there's an underwire missing. One's down here and one's up. It's... Finally, you go in the bedroom. Don't dive on the bed at the same time, you'll tip the bloody thing over. Fellas, certainly don't get excited before you lie down, straight through the window. Listen. After 20 minutes of having a bit of passion, if you remember how, there's a knock. Shh. You've woken the kids up at your time of life, leaping about on a cardboard bed. They think there's WWE wrestling going on next door. They shout out, "I don't like the winds down here, Mum. The caravan's going to blow over. It's rocking backwards and forwards." But ladies, I want the biggest cheer of the night so far from you. Mum saves the day. She says, "Go back to sleep, my little darlings. It'll all be over in about 30 seconds. Is that right, ladies?